Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
This time is for all of Marvels, man. This time, going for everything. Yeah. This time is for all of Marvels, man. This time, going for everything. I give y'all everything inside of me. I lost loved ones, I lost people I love behind these beats, behind this rap shit. But this is me. I give y'all my life. Demigod. More than a man, less than a guy. Tell me, Grace. Dreams fell wayside. We had to sell drugs, SK died. Saved by the bell, no bayside. Put my hood on, I'm a strapped up Trayvon. If you folded on me, ain't no making up Avon. Hatred deeply embedded, my negative thoughts pathetic. Pay for my sins, no debit or credit. Who said it? I heard I could handle the bright lights. I'm the closest thing nigga ever seen to Christ. Like, hold up, hold up. I'm not saying I'm God. No, I look like a rapper, this is just a disguise. Rose from the ashes, please don't judge me for what my past is. Body in pain, popping these Advils. Remember me, yellow trap in three. Was in the hood of war, some people voted for me. Couldn't handle the pressure, let them gas me up. We was on the same road, I watched them pass me up. But never hated or made silly posts about that sleeping on me. Finding myself so searching, had to look deeper, homie. Daughter calling me crying, daddy missing you sleeping on me. Me and mama hating each other while we ain't speaking. Tony meditating, just elevating and levitating. Niggas instigating, broke conversations, don't have the patience. Rappers perpetrating, come for the crown. I'm confiscating, wasting talent, I've been fucking myself. No masturbation, nigga, damn that. Let me count that, this a bounce back. Pull up in that double up, baby, I'm a fucking star. Diamonds in my chain, something they ain't gave me nothing. In Versace, then I'm kicking flavor, bitches, they gon' puttin'. Foot up on their neck, I ain't letting niggas breathe. Hold my money tight, I ain't letting that bitch leave. Gain a little weight, so I lost a little speed. Big man gon' shoot, Joel Embiid. Hold that you love, I done fuck most of them. Bought a couple rollers, bitch, I'm runnin' both of them. Head huncho, no quaver. Why you slap a nigga if he fucking up a payroll? Can't start eat, that made me a beast. If you ain't talking money, keep the conversation brief. I done seen hell, I ain't taking no more L. It's either get rich, die young, or see jail. That's straight back. Yellin' boys are back, blue tip racks, fucking up sacks. Ain't getting shit, I spent it all on my kids. That childhood won't be nothing like mine, do it big. Don't call me for a show if it ain't a paid gig. Ain't nothing else free, off top like a wig. These niggas thirsty, so they reaching for my friends. They know I got the juice, so everybody wanna squeeze. Mama, I gotta stay strapped, cause these niggas lurking. They wanna take your son away, like they sell curtains. No umbrellas when life gave me hell and rain. I had to put coats on my head like Edge and James. Grew up on the block pushing nicks like Willis Reed, cause only options I had was rap or go to the league. Swear I'm the best out of Dallas, no capping. See my life escalate, but I ain't never lacking. Napping on me, trust me, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to text the game for what they did to Big Chief and Tuck. Fuck this shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what it is. Live from Harlem, it's your man DJ Big Stu. We in the building, always bringing you the hottest cats in the game, bringing you the hottest indie cats in the game, you know what I mean? Keeping it real with that funky underground, live from Harlem right here, New York City, how we do it. All right, so you know, I got a dope show today. I got some dope artists on the show. You know, I'm going to bring them on in a minute. Shout out to Smash Many Records. We got the management, we got the CEO, we got the artists, we got them all on the line. We about ready to get busy with that. But we definitely want y'all to go check out our Roku TV channel, Beef Stew Radio. Make sure you go add us on your smart TV. You know what I mean? Go check out the videos. We got the motherfucking web series. We got all that type of shit up there. We got fly movies. Check out my new movie, all right? That's killing them in the film festivals. I must say myself, the uncelebrated pioneer, the history of Harlem hip-hop, where we talk about, where I interview all the legendary artists that came out of Harlem. We talking Kumo D. We talking about Harlem World. We talking about stuff that you don't never see. You know what I mean? When you look at these documentaries, I got it all right now. I got all the legendary twos. Kevy Cav, Waterbed Cav from Theodore, Fantastic Romantic, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I got them all the legends. A lot of cats don't know these cats come from Harlem. They think everything from the Bronx, but we gonna set the story straight. Check it out. The Uncelebrated Pioneer coming to your theaters real soon. Alright, but let's get into this, man. I'm gonna bring my peoples on right now, and we're going to rock out like that. Definitely in the building. Smash many records. We got Baby Sosa, Big Quaze, and we got the whole team on. What's good, family? What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's going on? Baby Sosa, man, coming to Smash Many Records.
What's up?
What's good, up? Big Quaze, man? L-Town, man? Y'all know what it is.
That's what's up.
Of course, you know, I'm CK, Labor Management, you know, here to see these guys be all they can be and, you know, take the world by storm and let everybody know that, you know, Smash Mini Records, your new up-and-coming independent record label powerhouse. We here to entertain and see what you got on your mind for us today. What's good?
That's good, man, because I'm definitely, man, you know, I was checking out the joints on Vertical. Definitely got some fire. I'm definitely feeling that. I feel like joint. I'm feeling all of joints, but I feel like joint. That joint is bumping in that Wake Up and Don't Wake Me Up joint. Both of them are fire. You know, I play them in my car. You know what I mean? I don't play anything in my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
100.
First thing I want y'all to tell the people, like, you know, what inspired y'all, man? Like, who inspired y'all? Like, who y'all seen in the game that made y'all all want to do what you want to do? Even the management, what made you want to take that role in the game, you know? Who did that for y'all?
Y'all want me to kick it off, bro?
Yeah, go ahead.
This Baby Sosa, man. Like anybody else, you know what I'm saying, up on the internet, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really been athletic, you know what I mean? So, you know, it led me to the music. And there was guys from my city, you know what I'm saying? Big Absolute, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Big Absolute, known as Big Queen Pops, man, you know.
Love.
That was a guy that really influenced me, you know what I'm saying? And brought me into the forefront, introduced me to Mr. Knox, and, ever since then, man, it's been my life, you know? So, you know, just seeing guys doing it and just trying to get out of here the right way, man, and embracing my talents, man, that's what pushed me and drove me and keeps me going.
Yeah, for sure. And like he said, man, my pops, man, Big Absolute, he was a big influence on me, man. You know, just growing up, I seen these guys on the independent grind. That's crazy. No social media. I mean, commercials on BET, I was starstruck, you know what I mean, when my pops came around. So basically him, Outkast, you know, cats from the East Coast, is kind of like my big thing that got me rap, wanting to rap, you know what I mean? Like Big Pun, Big L, you know, those cats.
No doubt.
And,
definitely Big L for sure, 100
yeah.
You know, for me, the administrative perspective, you know, I looked at several things, you know, being a guy that was introduced to the hustle at a young age, you know, it was always about that grind. So, you know, what caught my eye was these cats was, you know what I mean, making millions of dollars out of the trunk, hustling CDs. And so, you know, coming from where I'm at, you know, when you out there, you know, you don't look at nobody else as being superior to you, you look at them as your equal and you demand respect and the respect that these guys got from being, you know, outstanding entrepreneurs. You know, I'm speaking of the likes of, you know what I'm saying, Jay Prince. I'm speaking of the likes of Russell Simmons. I'm speaking of the likes of, you know, Dame Dash, Master P, These are the gentlemen that I've seen, you know, taking things. Shout out to Too Short as well. You know what I'm saying? He's one of them pioneers that did some things out of Chunk for my generation that kind of gave me that idea, that insight to pursue, you know what I'm saying, taking my hustle and entrepreneurial prowess to the music industry.
That's what's up. That's what's up. No doubt. Y'all got some good influences, man. Now, like, from the time when Big Op Salute them was doing their thing, like you said, from the grind to the you know, when brothers were selling out the trunk, what y'all feel is different in the game now to what you see a lot of artists bringing to the table now from back then with Pop Dukes and them was doing their thing and doing it with no social media, doing it with no Facebook, just doing it straight out the trunk and just hitting the road?
Man, that's
I have to say,
once again.
Yeah.
You want to go? Go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, man, just the essence, you know what I mean? I think the essence of just music, period, where it went, you know, how people market their stuff nowadays, you know, the antic part of it, just a lot of the theatrics that you got in the game nowadays, I think is what a big change is, you know. But as far as the grind part of it, you know what I mean? It really ain't too much different. You know what I mean? You still got to go hard, you know, no matter what era. But I feel like I tip my hat to them guys, man, in the beginning, because this social media make it easy, and it wasn't easy. So cats that's able to do it out the trunk, man, you know, you got to respect them, you know, and I respect all the OGs.
No doubt.
Yeah, man.
You know, not to cut that up, but back then, you know, a lot of cats, like now, you know, cats pay, they can get on the stage. You know, back then, you had to really rock the house to get on the stage. Some people
got
turned.
You had to
walk
your talent,
yeah,
man. You had to grind for it. Yeah, you had
mm-hmm.
to work for it, man.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so.
You had to work for it. Everything is for sale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No question. Now, like, what would y'all change in this hip-hop game? Now, if y'all had the power, each and every one of y'all, each one of y'all had the power to change something in the hip-hop game, what would that be?
Me, this is baby, so speaking, me, I feel like the game is kind of watered down, man. You know, it's a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the talent no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can get up a million likes or shares or all this, you know what I mean, then you can basically pop off. What they call that, going viral. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that take away from the talent, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why we get a, not to downplay nobody's music, because we all hustling and we all trying to feed our family. So I would never down no brother trying to work and get their money. But from a talent standpoint, man, it's taking away from people. Like, you used to really be able to get a deal and get your money off of your talent and your grind and your hustle. Now you can put something up on YouTube, and if the right people like it, man, you just gone. And okay, now, what you got? You ain't got another song to follow up behind that. You ain't got no team behind you. You know what I mean? And that's not, I don't want to say fair, if that's the right word I want to use. But it's basically, man, it's watering down the game to me. It's watering down the game, man. You know what I mean? It's not about the talent no more, man. And that's why the music industry is hurting like that. And anything
mm-hmm.
can be played. And you know what I'm saying, and accept it now. Like, the acceptance is bull crap. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we got to accept and we got to listen to, this new way. Me personally, I barely even listen to new music because I don't want none of that to even rub off on me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tell me, well, Sos, man, you got to do this. This was hot. Yeah, that's what's hot because that's what's pumping. I'm going to do me.
Uh-huh.
And our thing is the new hot. This is what we building was new. We ain't trying to ride nobody else bandwagon or rap like this guy or that guy because that sound good. Nah, man, we trendsetters. You know what I mean? Guys going to be turning around and sounding like us. You know what I mean? That's what I'm coming at with it. I'm about the talent, man, and the hustle. I don't
mm-hmm.
care about that viral, none of that, man. I'm all about the talent and the grind.
Yeah, I feel like everything he's saying is 1,000, man. And if I could change anything about it right now, I have to say just the message. You know what I mean? If we could have more message in music, you know what I mean? Because that's truly the essence of where music came from. So, if you know, that's my stand on it.
You gotta understand, man. A lot of inner city families ain't got fathers and men around. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
a lot of us inner city kids being raised by these rappers and these musicians and these singers and You know what I mean? And they pushing off the wrong message, man. That's why he's getting all this other bull crap going on, because they being misled. You know what I'm saying? It's power, you know what I mean? It's a strong power in the pen, man. You know, and that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking self-opinion, you know? This is not up for debate, you know? This is my opinion, you know?
Well, if there was one thing that I would say, that I would like to see a change in the area of speaking specifically to the demographic where we're from. You know, we feel like our area hasn't received it's just due for the level of talent that's there. So with that being said, I would like to see the change come about where more of us was unified and doing things where, you know, we getting more invites from gentlemen such as yourself from other areas where we can go and showcase our skill set and show that we have the capabilities of succeeding and working together to reach a common goal.
1,000%.
Well, I agree with that. You know, that's why, like me, man, I like this. I don't care what demographic come from. If it's hot, it's hot. It's on Beef Stew Radio. Could come from Cali, Texas, down south, Harlem, long as it's hot. That's what we like over here. You know, we like hot videos. We like hot movies. You know what I'm saying? We like to support independent artists, like to support our brothers, man, and just keep moving, because nobody else going to do it. You know what I mean? Everybody else trying to get a dollar. We just want to play good music. And that's when I seen y'all joints and I was listening to it. I was like, I like that. And I want to ask y'all.
Some interference, couldn't quite hear you.
I'm sorry. Back to trapping. What's the inspiration behind that song?
So,
you got me?
Yeah, so basically,
yeah, we cutting out. I don't hear Sosa at all.
Yeah, somebody dropped.
I'm on here.
Oh, we got you now. You there? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that joint and I'm going to come back and then y'all can ask me, I mean, I'm going to ask y'all what's the inspiration behind that joint right there, all right? We're going to do it like
for
that.
Sure. Yeah. Them going to be the questions. So I have to answer them questions.
All right. All right, so we're going to get into that joint. It's Baby Sosa. Big Quay is in the building.
Okay, can you hear me?
We got you,
yeah,
now.
You
can play
me.
We got you.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to play the song.
Can y'all hear me?
We were trying to ask you what was the inspiration on the back to trapping song.
Yeah, can y'all hear me talking? I heard you. I hear everything y'all
now.
Saying. Y'all can't hear me?
We got you now.
Okay. I stepped outside. All right, you want to spin the song, or you want me to go ahead and tell you first, and then go ahead, how you want to do it?
Now we got you. We could throw it down.
All right. Basically, right. Back to trapping came from. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm watching, and like I said, I don't want to downplay nothing and nobody else or nothing, you know. But I'm seeing so much of this booty shaking and just not just good music, man, that I ain't really been feeling, man. I like that hard, that good, that real hard music, man. You know what I'm saying? M.O.P., DMX, Jay-Z, Rough Ride. You know what I'm saying? I like that real stuff, man, you know. And I'm just like, man, that Jeezy and Gucci Mane, all them came back, T.I. came up, got to going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And everything after that got to getting watered down. So basically, I'm on some, you know, let's get back to trapping, man. Let's get back to that trap music. Let's get back to that real hard stuff. Let's get away from this bull crap singing and all this other stuff, man. Let's get back to this real rap, you know what I'm saying? And get back to stop complaining about being broke, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody helping you out. Man, get back to trapping. Get back to working. Get back to doing whatever you do to get your money, man. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, do it. You know what I'm saying? Stop complaining. Get back to it. You know what I mean? I'm tired of all this watered down bull stuff, all this bull crap, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of it, bro. You know, so let's get back to that real stuff. That's what I meant by that. You know what I'm saying? Get back to getting money, man. Stop complaining. Get back to your money. Stop booty shaking. Get back to this hard. Let's bring this hard music back. Let's get it back popping again. Let's bring this real live hip hop back. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it going again. I'm tired, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired, bro. I'm just it's just time to get back to it, dog. Let's get back to it. And that's where I stand on it.
All right. So we definitely going to let y'all hear.
That's why when you hear my records, you hear the aggression. You know what I'm saying? You hear the hunger. You hear the aggression. You feel it. You don't hear my music. You feel it. You know what I mean? You're going to feel it. It's because that's what it is. You know?
That's what's up. So we definitely going to let y'all hear that. We got that joint. All right, New York City and all over the world. We're going to play this joint right now. Back to trapping. We got the crew in the building. We're going to keep coming back. We got a couple of more hot joints to play with them. We got Smash Many Records in the building. We're going to come back and keep it with the crew. So let's do it. Just that back to trapping joint. Let's do it. We still ready. We're loud.
Like a pan past you like a magger. bars in your course, so don't get back to hacking. Long story short, though, let's get back to trapping.
Dope, Jeffrey Dope. We got him in the building. We got Baby Sosa, Big Quaze in the building. We got the whole team, Smash, many records in the building. Definitely fire. Now, I want to ask y'all, a lot of cats out there, they do other stuff other than music. You know, some dudes, they make their clothing lines on the side, they act on the side, they do any other stuff on the side. Other than being artists, is there any other thing that you, each one of you guys are doing on the side other than the music industry?
This Baby Sosa speaking, man. Well, as a collective, as a unit, you know what I'm saying? We got a clothing line that we're working on right now, you know what I'm saying? And, that's coming along good. We got the Million Dollar Dreams and Federal Nightmares brand, you know what I'm saying? We got a Big Quiz. We got the Nightfall. And what's the other joint, bro? I'm tripping, man.
You Don't Wake Me Up. You know what I mean?
So Don't Wake Me Up. Yeah, we got the Don't Wake Me Up EP. We got the... Man, we working, man. And as far as it's funny you said a movie, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a movie that I just starred in. It's called Baby in the Hood. You know what I'm saying?
Both of y'all was in the movie.
Yeah. Big Quiz, my bad. Yeah. Me and Big Quiz in the movie, you know what I'm saying? I was the main star of the movie, and should be released in the summer coming up soon. And we actually in the process of putting together a video studio and an audio studio combined right now, you know what I'm saying? So that's in the works. And once that's together, it's a project I'm going to be working on. It's going to be a web series called Church Hill, you know what I'm saying, which is basically the neighborhood I'm from, one of the roughest neighborhoods in the city of Lansing, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically going to be a documentary, but it's going to be an actual movie, you know what I'm saying, a show. Man, this, as far as the movies and all that, man, we working hard, man. We working. This ain't even a lair right here. You know what I mean? We working hard, man.
No doubt. Now y'all got the single "Don't Wake Me Up," man. What's the inspiration behind that single?
The "Don't Wake Me Up," man. You know, I came up, going through a lot, man. I done been in and out of foster care systems. You know what I mean? Just live that adolescent lifestyle. So only thing that got me through was my music, you know what I'm saying? Nights that I'm bouncing back from house to house, you know what I mean? People accepted me because I was a good artist at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And, until I got on my feet. And that basically means to me, follow your dreams, you know what I mean? Don't never quit on them. And no matter what nobody tell you, you know, tell them don't wake you up. You know, you going for your dream. You going for your goal. So that's what it is.
Hey, never stop dreaming. Don't wake me up. I ain't gonna never stop dreaming.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. We're going to get into that joint. That's another hot joint. Don't Wake Me Up. Big Quiz on this joint right here. We got Baby Sosa. We got the whole team. Smash Many Records in the building. Just Don't Wake Me Up, yo. Let's get into it. Beast Through Radio live from Harlem. This is how we do it.
I'm Slick. Don't Wake Me Up.
FBJ. Rest in peace, Big Al Solo, man.
Quiz.
Be like Jim. Quiz, why you don't hit me up? Being solo, I can never get enough. When you ain't got a damn thing or nobody to trust, you always got a damn dream. Don't ever wake me up. She like damn quitters, why you don't hit me up? I like being solo, I can never get enough. When you ain't got a damn thing or nobody to trust, you always got a damn dream. Don't ever wake me up.
Since the last year alone, I done lost my conversation. Pops didn't die long, I know I also went away. I be staring in the space,
Drink, how the fuck I'm supposed to think? These focused on the ring, thank you, I'm focused on the bank. Now I roll a soda to get away from the sinister place always in my way. I run away from my problem, my only thing is so when I be sober, it's in my face. When I look up to God, he gon' turn away. I think I've been fuck around with his face. My cuffs are no longer no finna game. I'm out here alone and they locked away. Baby, mom playing free games with me, now I gotta open up a game. Got me sipping, I don't even drink, but now I gotta open up a game. She got me tripping, I don't even think, cause sometimes I don't even think. In the days now, I put on my life in a day now. I wear the best so I can't ground. I got one me throw the devil too, so I feel the pressure when ain't no one around. I feel the pressure when I go around, folks. So it's best that you don't come around. I learn my lessons so I go around, cause ain't no trust where the devil out. I keep stress, death going around. And before this verse is just figured out, we gotta get granny ready for the ground. I'm living so fast, I don't know the mouth. I take a look down, I'm being piled. I pray to God, don't end it now. Any day you gon' come to the cloud. Revelation when you look around. I'm dedicated to be different now.
Big Queez in the building. You got the whole team in the building. That's another hot joint. Now, let me ask you this, man. If y'all had, as artists, man, who would y'all work with out there? Like, if y'all had a chance to work with other artists out there or producers, R&B singers, anything like that in the game, who would y'all would like to collab with if y'all had the chance to?
I have to say, man, J. Cole, really a lot of people, but J. Cole, you know, the Kendrick Lamar's, Jordan Lucas, he dope. You know, as far as singers, I have to say, like, Jhené Aiko, you know what I mean? Just those people with soul, man. Flowetry, if we can get them back together, you know, that type of vibe.
No doubt.
Man, I would say, of course, Gucci, man, number one. It sounds crazy coming right after Gucci, man. Young Jeezy, T.I., of course, Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying? Let me see, man. Who is hot right now that I like, man? Man, you know, let me see, man. Who? Yeah, them three off the top, that I would just love to work with if I had a chance. They're my top three. And then as far as singers, man, I like that boy Tory Lanez, man. He dope to me, man. I really like him. And what's the brother name? I like Bryson Tiller. And I like YFN Lucci. Like them would be my top five. Top six right there. If I had a choice to do it for my album, them who I'd go get, me personally.
All right.
Production
now, you got
the production. Okay. I've always loved Drummer Boy. You know what I'm saying? I like Shorty Red. I like Hell of a. I like, what's that boy name? He made that. What's that? He made that Look Alive. What's his name, man? He made that Block Boy JB or that Look Alive B. What's that brother name again? You know what I'm talking about? What's my brother's name? Anyway, man, that brother right there, man. Zaytoven, I would love to mess with Zaytoven. That would be a dream, you know. I like Zaytoven. There's some good producers out there. That's kind of hard. There's some good brothers. They're very talented brothers out there.
Yeah. Now, Soundwave, you know, No ID, Southside, those type of cats.
That's what's up. Now, there's cats Southside, out there that's listening to this joint right now, seeing what y'all doing. What advice can y'all give cats out there? Younger cats, you know, cats that's just getting into the game, just getting their feet wet, listening to the show. What advice could y'all give them?
Man, basically what Queez just said on that song, man, don't let nobody wake you up, man. Stay dreaming and stay driving towards your dream, man. You know what I'm saying? They tell you when you were a kid, man, you can be anybody you want to be, man. You can be whatever you put your mind to, and that's true. Just stay focused, stay grinding, stay working. Don't let lack of funds or plugs or relationships, none of that. None of it is just going to come. It's going to come to you. Just keep working, just keep working, just keep working. That's all you got to do, man. Put out good energy. Keep good energy. Stay away from all negativity and naysayers, man. You know, keep you're only as good as the company you keep, man. You know, get you a strong team. That's key. You know, me and my brothers, key word, my brothers. Not my business partners, my brothers first. You know what I mean? We good. You know, me, CK, and Big Queez, man, we this is a family business, man. You know, so you're only as good as the company you keep. Make sure you got a strong team and no weak links, man. Everybody has to do their job, you know. Everybody has to do their job. Everybody has a position to play, man. It's not a one man. It's not a one man gang, you know.
Yeah.
Basically,
everything he just said, man.
Go ahead, Queez.
Everything he just said, man. Everything you said was on point. Just you know, what I mean, make sure you keep the head of your life number one, and continue to keep your head up. Don't let nothing stop you, because you is gonna have some ups and downs. So. Just keep going.
Oh, man, you're going to go through every emotion, man. You're going to go through every emotion, man. You just can't let it stop you, man.
Now, you got
to say.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, boss, man. I got
to
let you rock.
Just to reiterate what both of them said, you know, surround yourself with competent guys, people that want to see you win, that got your best interests at heart, you know. And like the song say, work hard, hustle hard, you know. And one of the key things that I would say is never stop learning. You know, try to learn as much as you can about the business, about, you know, the latest trends, the new technology that's, you know, actually spawning and propelling, you know, new artists and moving the music industry, you know, in the direction that it's in right now. But other than that, you know, those guys said it all. I really can't say much more than that.
Now, but boss, like, for artists out there listening, are y'all looking for new artists? And if y'all are, like, how can they get in contact with y'all? Or if some dudes want some features or anything like that from y'all, how can they connect with y'all and hook up with y'all?
Well, right now, you know, we kind of focus on, you know, brand building and breaking the records that, you know, you just spent for us, along with, you know, two other records from each of our artists. So at this time, you know, that's our focus. We're really trying to, you know, make people aware of who we are, who they are, and just focus on, you know, curating a solid fan base. You know what I mean? Because that's what's important to the success. And those are the people that, you know, we want to build relationships and, you know, add on to, you know, bringing aboard somebody else later on down the line after we've worked our projects, you know what I'm saying, and built a solid foundation for somebody to come into our house where they can feel comfortable and understand, hey, listen, this is the platform that we've set up. This is how it would benefit you, you know. So right now, you know, we definitely, you know, will consider working with everybody, but that's our primary focus right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, you got two songs I'm going to play back-to-back on the go-out. You got the I Feel Like joint, and you got the Nightfall joint. I want y'all to
I Feel Like Ballin'.
Yeah, I Feel Like Ballin'.
We need you to make sure you get that correct. Stu, we need to make sure you get that correct. I Feel Like
Ballin'. You know, we got – don't worry about it. When we play on TV, the words play right along with it. You know what I mean? So you ain't got to worry.
For sure.
Word, title, everything go right along with it. So I feel like balling. We got that joint, and we got the Nightfall joint, man. We're going to play those on the go out, man. I want y'all to tell us the inspiration behind joints right there.
All right, man. This baby talks to you, man. See, I feel like balling is kind of techy for me, man. I had to do a 2-year stretch, man, in the Michigan Department of Corrections, and I wasn't feeling it, man. Like I wasn't feeling I couldn't write no music, man. Like I was messed up, man. And I'm just looking at guys doing bad. I'm doing bad, looking bad, and I just couldn't just think about nothing but getting me some money, man. And it just came in my head. I feel like buying nickel. Like everything I wanted to do, man, when I was sitting on my rack, everything I wanted to do, I put on that. I manifested. Because everything I said I wanted to do, I came home and did it. You know what I'm saying? And what made me know it was going to be a hit is because every day I walk around the yard, man, guys would come up to you. Hey, man, come on, man. I want to hear that, man. Let me hear that. Man, I was finding myself, man, for my guys, man, rapping that song about 10 times a day sometimes. Man, I'm like, dang. You know, so I knew right then and there it was going to be a hit. So when I came home, that was the first song I recorded. And I had did a whole EP. And when it came down to picking a single, that's the single that we end up coming with, man. So I really feel like it's something attached to that, man. You know what I'm saying? I was walking through hell. I was literally on hell on earth, man, when I wrote that song. And it's turning into something beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a silver lining guy, man. I'm going to find the silver lining. I'm going to find some good in everything that I do, man. You know what I'm saying? So just from that experience, those folks got that time up out of me. Okay, cool. I'm going to change my life from that, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to feed my family from that. Y'all thought y'all done took something from me. Nah, man, y'all just gave me a whole new life. Thank you. You know what I mean? So that's special to me, you know?
That Nightfall. It's just something for the ladies, man. Big Queez here, man. Nightfall, you know, featuring Hella Pay, man. It's a track for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? And it basically just saying, you know, if you you need somebody down with you, you know what I mean? Just one of those, you know, vibe out nighttime tracks, you know. I think the ladies will love it, actually, so, you know.
That's what's up. Now, is there anything, man, y'all want to tell the world, man, before I let y'all go, man, that I haven't touched up on, man, y'all want the world to know before y'all break out, man?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, shout out to all the artists doing their thing. Keep doing your thing. Rest in peace to Big Absolute. This is who I do it for. You know what I mean? And shout out to FTG, Rack, and the rest of the crew, man. We gonna keep it going. L-Town.
Yeah, man. Like my brother Queen said, man, just all the artists out there working, singers, dancing, actors, whatever you doing, man, you and do the right thing. You're doing positive things, man. Just keep going. Don't let nothing detour you. Don't let nothing stop you, man. You should do it. You know what I'm saying? This is for us and us only, man. You know what I'm saying? So just keep going. Because everybody who was somebody was a once upon a time in their life when they felt they was nobody, man. And of course, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. King Nip. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? Basically, man, just keep grinding, everybody. Just keep working, man. Just keep thinking positive. Don't let no negative energy get around. Just keep it away from you, man.
And just to add to those things, first and foremost, you know, we got to give a shout out to Stu. You know what I'm saying? For inviting us to come up, you know, share a few words with his audience. That's big. You know what I mean? Considering, you know, it's coming from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Gotta big up that for sure. You know,
1,000%.
And you know, for all the listeners out there, man, we just want y'all to recognize, man. You know, Smash Mini Records, man. You know, it's gonna be a lot of talent coming from these, a lot of material coming from these two gentlemen right here. You know, both as performers and behind the scenes, developing talent and stuff like that. You know, just be on the lookout, man. Smash Mini Records, your independent record label powerhouse, man, up and coming. Just look out for it. Like, share, comment on the videos that we done released, the songs that we released, and keep us on your playlist. You know what I'm saying? This is a relationship we're trying to build for a long time. Keep listening.
That's what's up. Well, y'all got a home here, man. And whenever y'all get to New York, man, make sure y'all make a trip to Harlem, man, so we can bring y'all up to the station and put y'all on the TV show. I just hit my man up. He's going to add the video. We're going to have the video up on the station, on the Roku channel, hopefully by maybe a week or so. You know what I'm saying? We're about ready to update it. So we definitely going to have y'all up there, man. And y'all know how to contact me. When y'all got some more stuff, just send it right through. We got y'all. It's just automatic. You know what I mean?
Love.
All right, so we're going to get into that I Feel Like Balling, and then we're going to roll out with the Nightfall. This Beef Through Radio, we want to thank Smash Many Records, Baby Sosa, Big Queez in the building. Yo, we definitely thank y'all for coming through, taking the time out, for doing y'all thing, and yo, keep it up, man. The joints are definitely fine, like I said. We got y'all, brothers.
One time, God.
Let's do
it. We live from Harlem. Let's do it, y'all.
Night falling. I'm all in for us in the night fall. This promise you ride to the sky fall. So in between wretched and karma, baby, you gon' be there when I call ya. Yes, you gon' be there if I ever need. And it seem like the devil been on me. When I'm steady, I wanna please Jesus. Who gon' be there when the night fall? I'm always the one catching every dream, but that's what she said that she died for. You gotta make me out a believer. I hope that I'm making the right call. Quarterback in the view, the receiver. So I hope you're on the diva. Baby, just let me be leader. We're stuck in the clouds if we can't fall. Lean on me like Tower of Pisa. She's stuck in the dark when the night falls. Queen's gone, cause she's not in my league. Girl, is she gon' ride with me when the sky fall? Or you gotta put your all in? The night falling. Girl, is she gon' ride with me when the night falls?
Something that my other girls could not do. my best friend, girl, you my shoulder to lean on. I know I can count on you, girl, I'd rather have no other one.
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. Shout out to, you know, Smash Many Records. They definitely was in the building doing their thing. Big Queez, my man, Baby Sosa, they had the whole team in the building. We definitely going to show them some love. That last joint I just played, I have to give an apology myself. My crew making me give an apology. You know, I was on, you know, I had a lot of things going on, you know, for a lot of y'all that already know me, that listen to the show. Y'all know I got films out, sneakers out, and, you know, also my daughter, I did her thing, you know, congratulations and all that. So basically, what I was running around, and I had to miss a few artist interviews, you know what I'm saying? And I apologize to that, because all of y'all know I always big a lot of artists up. You know, y'all know my history. I bought y'all a lot of cats first, DJ Big Stew. But I got really busy, and a couple of times we had a couple of mishaps and the misfortunes, and a couple of things wasn't scheduled right on my behalf. And I had to miss a couple of artists. So that cat I just played just now, his name is Armand EG. You know what I'm saying? He's down with Isby Music Group. You know what I'm saying? I just want to shout him out. Going to play the young lady a little later. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, this is how it is. Sometimes you get a little busy. We've been really busy, and we also moving to our new location. We have our own floor now. You know, a lot of people knew who came to see us, seen us at the WeWork Harlem building, but now we move into our own location, still in Harlem, still up on 125th Street like we belong. And, you know, but and there's a lot of things going on. Plus, we got the Uncelebrated Pioneer. Shout out to the Lenore Film Festival. You know what I'm saying? Out there in California, we will be out there May 25th. Our film is playing there. This Sunday, we will be at the Nassau Film Festival, which is in Princeton, New Jersey. We'll be out there. Shout out to my man Ray Vaughn, Tostic, Belinda, the whole Rocksteady crew supposed to be coming. We all going to be out there doing this. So, if you check out the channel, check out our Facebook. We will have a lot of things out there. We're going out there to get our joint screen. And we're doing a lot, man. We shout out to shout out to a lot of people, man. Shout out to Carrie West and everybody. And Carrie Westwood and a lot of people, man, because we're just trying to do it over here, man. Big shout out to Lou Goldstein at the Nassau Film Festival. We definitely out there. So just shout out. We got the Baller sneakers out. If you can see one of the pairs, we got our 50s that's out right now. They doing really good. They selling. They're low cut. And we also got some high tops. We got the gold bottoms. So, you know, when you see the Ballers, yes, that belongs to us. That's our thing that we're doing out there. It's a high-end sneaker, definitely made in Italy, free shipping. So, you know, if you want to find out more information, how you can win yourself a free pair of Ballers. And mind you, the lowest pair of sneakers we have is like $170. Our sneakers are definitely a high-end. You know, we're on the high-end side. We're not too high, but we definitely got a quality sneaker made in Italy. Italian suede, Italian leather, whatever. We got quality. And every shoe that's ordered is handmade. So when you order a shoe for us, it's not like you just buy it right there. We just ship it. Now, we will hand make each and every pair of shoe and ship it directly to you from Italy. That's how it go, with a box and a seal. And you get a seal with your thing to know that you have a limited edition of Baller shoes, because everybody's not a baller for real. So only certain kids can have them. Certain cats can have them. Certain dudes can have them. Certain sisters can have them. Certain queens and kings can have them. Yes, we got them for queens, too. We got them. We got a lot of unisex sneakers and all that. So definitely. So like, I want to shout out to, like I said, I want to give an apology. Because I don't, you know, all of y'all know me. Everybody who know Beef Stew Radio know I'm a good dude. I definitely show love to a lot of artists. I've been doing this over, man, 20-something years, man, from television to the radio. And I've done a lot of artists, man. Brought a lot of artists to New York, a lot of the cats that's well-known now. We brought them to New York, whether we brought them doing shows, whether we brought them putting them on, whether we brought them putting them on a show, playing their videos, breaking them on mixtapes. Whatever we do, man, putting them in our movies, putting them on our soundtracks. You know what I'm saying? We break a lot of artists, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So when I miss out to interview artists, I don't like to do that. You know, sometimes when they come, because I know how artists feel about their music. I was an artist. I was a member of Gangsta Funk, you know, one of the top underground groups in Harlem back in the days, in the 90s. Go check out our video, Rough Enough, on YouTube. They didn't have YouTube out back then when we was doing our thing, like 90, 89. But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Rich Kid, Keith, DJ Jazz, CB, and the rest of the crew. You know what I mean? The whole 40 Dog Clique. Shout out to everybody. I'm going to play a little bit of music before I get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely want y'all to go to that Roku TV channel, Beef Stew Radio TV. You see the pot. Y'all know the pot. Add us, rate us, show us some love. All right? And this is what you can do, how you can win a free pair of ballers. Take a picture by your smart TV, right? With my logo showing that you added it, because if you add the channel, it's going to be right there. Rate the channel, show it, you know what I mean? And then share that picture on our Beef Stew Radio page on Facebook. We got 10 lucky winners already that's going to be Wednesday, that's going to get their sneakers on Wednesday. 10 lucky winners. So we're going to put that on Facebook. We're going to blow them up, show everybody who's going to get their joints. Yeah, so, and we got joints, man. We got joints that start from 169 to 5-something, man. It all depends on your style. It all depends on how you do it. Shout out to College Underground Radio. Shout out to iHeart Radio. Shout out to Vertigo DJs. Shout out to the Nerve DJs. Shout out to a lot of people who support Beef Stew Radio, man. Shout out to everybody, man. All right? You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole Legend crew that gave me the opportunity to sit down and interview them and film them for the Uncelebrated Pioneer. Now, a lot of people say, yo, Stu, when it's going to come out? I know we're going to be finished with it. Me and my partner, Dylan, we plan to be finished with it by, I would say, by mid-June. And I will have a launch at the new location where we're going to screen it at the new location and have a big launch party and all that. So, artists, check this out. I'm going to be looking for certain artists to come out to Harlem or come out to our spot and perform, because we got that type of big spot. We got a stage in it and all that. So we're going to want y'all to come out and perform at our joint. You know what I'm saying? We're going to film it. It's going to be on television. We might even put it up live. We be planning on doing a lot of things. So, man, make sure y'all come do that. It's going to be something that's dope, because at the same time, we're going to be launching, like, mad products. We're going to be launching our sneakers. We're going to be launching the new TV station. We're going to be dropping, releasing the movie. We're going to be doing everything. We worked real hard to do this, and we're going to be doing this. All right? So I'm going to play maybe one or two more of their artist songs, because I want to give them a shout out. Like I said, this is my way of apologizing. If you still want to come on the show, you know how to contact us at Info Beast Through Radio. I'll hit you back directly, myself, the DJ, the great, the one and only DJ Big Stu. You know what I mean? I'll hit you back myself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm back for a little while till it get busy again, you know? Then I'm going, because nowadays, while I'm moving and stuff like that, a lot of people's like, yo, we still used to come on 2-3 times a week. You know, I got a lot of stuff, man. When you're the CEO, it's hard, man. I got to run around and do a lot of stuff with the team. So, you know what I'm saying? So right now, for the month of May to maybe like the end of June, you guys are going to be getting like 2-3 shows, maybe 4-5 shows a month. I'm going to try to give y'all more. But once the summer comes, we're going to kick it back, because first of all, that's our anniversary. July is our anniversary, you know what I mean? So once the summer comes, bam, we're going to kick it back. And the dope part about this whole thing is we had moved in the WeWork building a year ago of July. And when we move into our new spot, it will be the same time. So it's like we grew rapidly in 1 year, like crazy, in 1 year to own our own floor and everything. And not only that, we will have I'm going to speak on that a little later once we build it up a little bit more. But for people that like to and it's not for everybody, but for certain people that got certain events that's looking for a nice, elegant, nice space to launch your events, these two radio studios can accommodate you. We will have a place like that, and we also will have, if you're looking to do your own podcast, we have a podcast studio where you can rent your space by the hour and do your podcast. And we also have a deal if you want to be on all the platforms that we on, the iHearts and all that. And that deal is really good because sometimes it takes a long time for to get your show on iHeartRadio, get your show on iTunes and all that. Take a couple. So if you're a beginner and you pay for that big package and you be on every platform that I am on, hey, you start off good. You're building an audience good. But we have that platform. Or if you just want to go for the beginning and you just want to record your show and start it and set it off for wherever you want to set it off on your own platform and you just want to record your show, we can be able to do that for you too. So we will be the podcast radio studio. We'll be dealing with video and audio podcasts where you can come rent the space from us and, you know, do your thing. You know what I mean? You could be a member of our team. And if we so happen to really, 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 really like your show, we might just say, oh, we'll put you down exclusively on the team, and that's a whole other situation. But for a lot of people that like, you know, like me, when I first started out, I wanted to control to build my show and to do my show the way I wanted to do it. So that's how you have to do it. All right. So I'm going to get into another one of their artists. This is Jordana Jordan. She's definitely one of the IMG artists that I was supposed to interview the other night. So I just want to give them a shout out, a little love. Definitely no hard feelings. This is how we do it on Beast Through Radio, man. We definitely try to make things up. I definitely was out. I wish I could have been there, but I had some family things and had some things going on. So this is my way of saying sorry for the missing the interview. But at the same time, you know, this is DJ Big Stu. I'm very, 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 very busy. And that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I got mixtapes, soundtracks, albums, this, that. We got Maura G's definitely doing her thing. We about ready to drop Maura G's new single, and we about ready to drop the video to Chop a Lullaby. I'm going to play Chop a Lullaby up in this joint, too, because, you know, I got to play our own music, Beef Through Radio, Big Stu Entertainment. Make sure that we're about ready to drop Maura G's on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff, so you could definitely go get it. She's really working hard. She's doing her thing. The EP will probably drop by the same time as the soundtrack. I think we're going to drop the soundtrack and the EP and the movie and her video. We're going to drop all this shit at the same time, man. We're about ready to get real busy. All right, so let's do it. This is Jordana Jordan from IMG Records, and we're going to get into some more of G's Chop a Lullaby. We're going to rock out for the rest of the show. Beef Stole Radio, live from all.
IMG. Where was you at when I was down? I bet you were someone that I could count on. I was around like I wasn't bothered. It was a high pitch, just a swallow. But you were the one for me. The way you were meant to be. I'm in my element now. 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 For real, yeah, I love you, not what I feel. For what you have, you're locked in for real. I am the one, said I'm a deal. But you just missed a big time, you know how you downplay. Me breaking my body, going through me. Finally let you go, said I'm a liar. When I'm the truth, I got the fire. Said I'm a mess, but let me measure. Won't be trash, nothing is treasure. Get you on the flip side, want me back on your life. Your life got real tough. When I let go,
girl, I'm so proud of you,
proud of you, baby.
Yeah.
I'll catch you when you fall. Change all the things that he didn't do. I know my connection, I'll miss you.
You when I was down, I was you when I had to count on. I was around like I wasn't bothered. I got a high feel just to swallow.
Hey, this is Johnny Gill, and here's a song that I hope you guys will enjoy. It's called Soul of a Woman. Let's go.
Yeah. Going when you feel like giving up.
Don't matter what I'm going through.
creasing in my gate top. Yeah, they was all on my case top. Obsessed with me, you a fan now. Send out all the grass, seeing titties now. Look at that houses and billies now. Send a hate man when it comes to the money. Poor talent, just a move like a dummy. Ha, 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 that's honey. Make a top or sing like dry. Whatever, it's hit it fine. No, they won't miss you, hit your ass. You know the vibe, top a lullaby. Make that top or sing like dry.
Try this beef.